जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदन व्रज जन रंजन, 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 जमुना तीरावन चारी, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, 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 जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा, प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद,
ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य विविध फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवत्योत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, canto number 3, status quo, chapter 15, entitled Description of the Kingdom of God, and text 39. Krishna prasada sumukham spruhaniya dhama. स्नेहावलोक कलया हृदि संस्पृशन्तम् श्यामे पृथावुरसि शोभितया श्रियाश्व चूडामणिं सुभगत्यन्तमिवात्मधिष्ण्याम् कृष्णप्रसाद सुमुखं स्पृहणीय धाम स्नेहावलोक कलया हृदि संस्पृशन्तम् श्यामे पृथा उरसि शोभितया श्रियाश्व चूडामणिं सुभगयन्तम् इवात्मधिष्ण्यम् कृत्स्नप्रसाद सुमुखं स्पृहणीय धाम स्नेहावलोक कलया हृदि संस्पृशन्तम् श्यामे पृथा उरसि शोभितया श्रियाश्व चूडामणिं सुभगयन्तमिवात्मधिष्ण्यम् शांतम् शोभितया श्रेयास्वा मनीषभगया कृष्ण माताजी चूडामणिं सुभगयन्तमिवात्मधिष्ण्यम् कृष्णप्रसाद सुमुखं स्पृहणीयधा स्नेहावलोककलयारुधि संस्पृशन्तम् श्यामे पृथाभुरसि शोभितया श्रियास्व चूडामणिं सुभगयन्तमिवात् श्यामे पृथाभुरसि शोभितया सुतप्सा चूडामणिं सुभगयन्तमिवात्मधिष्ण्यम् Krishna Prasada, blessing everyone. Sumukham, auspicious face. Spruhaniya, desirable. Dhamma, shelter. Sneha, affection. Avaloka, looking upon. Kalaya, by expansion. Riddhi, within the heart. Samsprushantam, touching. Shame, unto the Lord with blackish color. Prithau, broad. Urasi, chest. Shovitaya, being decorated. Shriya, goddess of fortune. Swaha, heavenly planets. Chudamanim, summit, subhagayantam, spreading good fortune, eva, like, atma, the supreme personality of Godhead, dhishnyam, abode, translation purport by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The translation, the Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure. His auspicious presence is meant for everyone's benediction, and His affectionate smiling and glancing touch the core of the heart. The Lord's beautiful bodily color is blackish, and His broad chest is the resting place of the goddess of fortune, who glorifies the entire spiritual world, the summit of all heavenly planets. Thus, it appeared that the Lord was personally spreading the beauty and good fortune
of the spiritual world.
Purport. When the Lord came, He was pleased with everyone. Therefore, it is stated here, Krishna Prasad Sumukham. The Lord knew that even the offensive doormen were His pure devotees. Although by chance they committed an offense at the feet of other devotees. To commit an offense against a devotee is very dangerous in devotional service. Lord Chaitanya therefore said that an offense to a devotee is just like a mad elephant run loose. When a mad elephant enters a garden, it tramples all the plants. Similarly, an offense unto the feet of a pure devotee murders one's position in devotional service. On the part of the Lord, there was no offended mood because He does not accept any offense created by His sincere devotee. But a devotee should be very cautious of committing offenses at the feet of another devotee. The Lord, being equal to all and being especially inclined to His devotee, looked as merciful at the offenders as at the offended. This attitude of the Lord was due to His unlimited quantity of transcendental qualities. His cheerful attitude towards the devotees was so pleasing and heart-touching that His very smile was attractive for them. That attraction was glorious, not only for all the higher planets of this material world, but beyond, for the spiritual world also. Generally, a human being has no idea of what the constitutional position is in the higher material planets, which are far better constituted in regard to all paraphernalia. Yet, the Vaikuntha planet is so pleasing and so celestial that it is compared to the middle jewel or locket in a necklace of jewels. In this verse, the words Spruhaniya Dham indicate that the Lord is the reservoir of all pleasure because He has all the transcendental qualities. Although only some of these are aspired for by persons who hanker after the pleasure of merging in the impersonal Brahman. There are other aspirants who want to associate with the Lord personally as His servants. The Lord is so kind that He gives shelter to everyone, both impersonalists and devotees. He gives shelter to the impersonalists in His impersonal Brahman effulgence, whereas He gives shelter to the devotees in His personal abodes known as the Vaikuntha Lokas. He is especially inclined to His devotee. He touches the core of the heart of the devotee simply by smiling and glancing over him. The Lord is always served in the Vaikuntha Lok by many hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune. As stated in the Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi Sahasra Shata Sambhrama Sevyamanam. In this material world, one is glorified if he is favored even a pinch by the goddess of fortune. So we can simply imagine how glorified is the kingdom of God in the spiritual world, where many hundreds and thousands of goddesses of fortune engage in the direct service of the Lord. Another feature of this verse is that it openly declares where the Vaikuntha Lokas are situated. They are situated as the summit of all the heavenly planets, which are above the sun globe, at the upper limit of the universe, and are known as Satyalok or Brahmalok. The spiritual world is situated beyond the universe. Therefore, it is stated here that the spiritual world, Vaikuntha Loka, is the summit of all planetary systems.
Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam
श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगन ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च नमाओं विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा इट्स अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल वर्सेस सीरीज ऑफ वर्सेस वेर we have been reading how so wonderfully it is being described. First, the kingdom of God. Vaikuntha lokas are so beautiful. Everywhere there is happiness. It's made of bliss. Satchit Ananda is happiness everywhere. You don't have to work for it. It just comes by its own. It just automatically, just by being present in that environment of Vaikuntha, one feels extreme amount of joy and happiness within the heart. The four Kumaras, they're born of the mind of Brahma. And when they are traveling in the higher planetary systems, they come to this world, Vaikuntha Loka, the supreme abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And they are mesmerized seeing this world, especially, where there is no animosity, there is no envy, there are no vices, there is no lust, there is no anger, there is no passion. The world that is completely bereft of all kinds of anxieties and suffering. So they are so happy, excited to enter. They enter the six gates. At the seventh gate, they are stopped by these two doorkeepers, Jay and Vijay. Jay and Vijay, they stop these four great saints, but they apparently look just like kids. So they just wanted to do their duty as the doormen. So sometimes it may appear that they did not do anything wrong as such. But these four Kumaras got angry. How can we be stopped? You know, you're not doing the right duty, you're not representing your master, the Supreme Lord, Lord Vishnu, who is so merciful and who is so welcoming, especially to the sages. When Bhrigu Muni went, he kicked the chest of the Supreme Lord, and Supreme Lord was so much concerned about the feet of the Muni. He started massaging the feet and said that your feet is like a soft lotus and my chest is like a hard stone. I'm really concerned. Are you hurt? So that is the character of the Supreme Lord. He is so welcoming, especially to the Brahmanas and the sages. So the four Kumaras give the curse. The curse has been pronounced. And as soon as the curse is pronounced, that the two doormen, Jay and Vijay, have to go down to the earthly planet, they start to cry, because immediately they remember that going away from Vaikuntha means that we have to bear separation from our Lord and Master. So immediately that thought kicks in and they start to cry incessantly. And then seeing them cry and hearing their prayer, especially Jay and Vijay prayed to the four sages that we have one prayer, we are ready to accept your curse, but please, this is our prayer, that we may never forget our Supreme Lord ever. So that's what we are concerned about. And when they hear this prayer, they immediately understand that maybe we did something drastic, because these are the Vaikuntha men, and we are just, we just came walking and we're cursing people from Vaikuntha. And there is now, this situation is very
problematic because all our devotees involved and there is the entry of the Supreme Lord. He does not come alone. He comes with Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune. And when Supreme Lord, he appears, and that's what we are reading today, the words, is he comes smiling. The first thing, why would somebody come with a beautiful smile at such an occasion? It's a very, you know, there is a lot of tension. There is already cursing and people are crying. They're falling at the feet of the sages. And sages were angry. Their eyes were red hot. But Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, appeared with a big smile, with a nice tinge of smile. And as soon as when they saw the beautiful personality of Godhead, his beautiful smile, the sages were, you know, everyone kind of paused for a moment, like, let us all just look at the Supreme Lord. And all the differences dissipated immediately. All the anger went away, all the moroseness, all the... Because when there is the presence of the Lord in the present, there cannot be anything wrong. When Krishna is present, when Lord Narayan is present, there cannot be anything wrong. So immediately everybody became completely situated in transcendence, in the Shuddha Sattva. And everyone started to feel that maybe we did wrong. Everybody felt wrong. So here it is said that the Lord was smiling because he was so attached to his servants, Jay and Vijay, because they have been serving him for as long as we can imagine. For crores, like millions of years they were serving. So Supreme Lord was naturally happy when he saw both of them. Oh, my dear servants. You know, they're not different than me. That was the disposition of Supreme Lord. And when he saw the four sages, he had a beautiful smile because, oh, today there are four guests in my home. So he was welcoming them, please come. So such a beautiful pastime is slowly, slowly unfolding. And we will hear, you know, next a few days, maybe a month or so, about this pastime so beautifully unfolding, and we'll see a different aspects of this pastime. So the Supreme Lord, he, by nature, he is so equally disposed to everyone. He doesn't have any enemy. He doesn't have any friend as such. But when it comes to his devotees, he is completely partial. He feels that my devotees are my property. My devotees are my family members. So when it comes to the devotees, Supreme Lord is automatically very partial. Here we can also see how Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, he himself describes in the future what was the actual reason behind the two doormen, Jay and Vijay, acting so not well, acting unlike to the mood of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the servant has to represent his master. And Srila Prabhupada writes that the servant who is not acting according to the mood of his master and acting whimsically, he is already going down. So that was the path of Jay and Vijay. And Supreme Lord, he also clarifies that doubt. He says that everything has been orchestrated by me. This entire episode has been ordained by me. So you, none of you have to take the responsibility, or none of you have to feel guilty for it. The four sages do not have to think that, oh, we cursed and we are so guilty about it. And the two doormen, the Jay and Vijay, they don't have to feel that, oh, we acted so immature or so aggressive. And so, you know, we did something wrong. So Supreme Lord first says it's been ordained by me. And he gives the reason in next chapter 3:16:30 that it started when the Jay and Vijay, the two doormen, were feeling little bit, they were taking their job too seriously. Sometimes we go out of our way. Sometimes we try to do things, too much. Sometimes we feel a little proud or puffed up, and we feel that, oh, this is my area, and I will decide what to do about this area. I have been given this responsibility. So in that case, one has to be very careful while discharging one's duties that the mood has to be of service. The mood has to be very carefully chosen, especially we are dealing with the devotees. And if we offend any devotee, then it becomes a very problematic situation. So, Lord Vishnu, he describes some time back when Mother Lakshmi was upset with Lord Vishnu. They had little household fight. And that time, Lakshmi left Vaikuntha for some time. When she came back, that time, Jay and Vijay were guarding. But that time, Lord was taking rest. And Lord Vishnu had told that I am going to take some rest. Was Chaturmas, the resting time of Lord. And Lord had given the instruction to everyone that no one should disturb. And that time, Mother Lakshmi comes back to, because she couldn't feel the separation, she came back. When she came back, Jay and Vijay stopped her. And Mother Lakshmi was like, don't you know me? Who am I? I'm the better half of the Supreme Lord. How can you stop me? But they say that, this is the instruction by the Lord. We are helpless. Then Mother Lakshmi just, barges in. Nobody can stop if, a lady is angry, then you can't do too much. Especially the wife. If she's triggered, she just barges in. And Supreme Lord was resting very nicely. She wakes him up and says, what is going on here? Your servants, Jay and Vijay, they are stopping me. Now today is the day you have to decide whether you are mine or you are theirs. Today is the day you have to choose. Either you are my master or you are master of these two. You have to make that decision. And it's very confusing. How can Supreme Lord choose? Because he loves all his devotees more than his own self. So, that time, Supreme Lord takes out his biggest weapon. And that's his beautiful smile. He smiles in such a beautiful fashion that everyone forgets what was going on. What were we talking about? Such a beautiful smile. As soon as Lord Vishnu smiled, everybody forgot the situation. Now, here also Srila Prabhupada describes, this is the beautiful smile of Supreme Lord. The Lord is the reservoir of all pleasures. His auspicious presence is bent for everyone's benediction. And his affectionate smiling and glancing touch the core of the heart. So everybody forgot, and somehow Krishna, somehow Lord Padmanab, Lord Vishnu, saved the situation. It's like, okay, today I somehow cool down wifey. So today I'm fine. But what happened is that was the offense towards Lakshmi Devi. Srila Prabhupada mentions that this in the next chapter. And that offense towards Lakshmi Devi was about to fructify. So this entire episode is happening because of that offense that was being carried out. So Jay and Vijay had to be tamed. And that's why Srila Prabhupada mentions that. That's why Krishna, by his yoga maya potency, orchestrated this pastime by which Jay and Vijay can be corrected. Because Supreme Lord cannot see his devotees being puffed up. Puffed up, arrogance, these are extremely painful qualities, painful vices that Supreme Lord Himself cannot see in a devotee. Why? Just like I remember, my best friend started smoking. And we found out, and somehow we told his mother, slowly, like, you know, by giving a taunt. And as soon as she understood the message, she told the father. The father was very angry. And then he started interrogating everyone. Who is smoking? Everybody. I started smelling, you know, everyone and coming too close. We're like, what's going on? But finally, my best friend, he broke down. He's like, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? I smoke just one cigarette, only one. That too once a week or once a month, because you don't even give me pocket money. I don't have any money. And what's the big deal? Just one cigarette. So that time, I remember the father said a very profound statement. He said, it's not about one cigarette. When you say the one, just one cigarette, what I remember is when I'm driving from work to home, every single day at the intersections, I'm stopping at the red light and I see so many homeless people, so many crazy people. They come, they make faces towards me. They do, you know, all kinds of, you know, and they do all kinds of, they cuss at me. They say all kinds of bad words to me. And they knock on the window so harshly. And finally, I'm like, what do you want? They say, just give me some money, please. I just want one cigarette. What's the big deal? Just one cigarette. One. So the father was saying, it's not about that one cigarette. What I'm more concerned about is what that one cigarette will finally lead to. I don't want to see my dear most son end up like that crazy homeless person on the street who has gone completely crazy just because his father did not correct him when he asked just one cigarette. So, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, Lord Vishnu. As soon as he saw that tiny little vice of being puffed up, the arrogance that was creeping in very slowly in the hearts of Jay and Vijay, Supreme Lord did not want to tolerate it. Why? Because he did not want Jay and Vijay to end up like the crazy psychopaths who are living in the material world. They're all crazy, like homeless people in the material world. In the standards of Vaikuntha, all the materialistic people are just like crazy bunch of, you know, hobos, crazy people. They don't even know what they're doing, and they don't know what the life is meant for. They have no idea where they're going. So the Supreme Lord doesn't want his dearmost associates, Jay and Vijay, to end up to glide down in the material world and become crazy materialistic people. So that's why Supreme Lord is so compassionate that he wanted to protect Jay and Vijay. And that protection came through the curse by the four sages. And the four sages were just the instruments of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in the future, we will see different aspects of this pastime. And also we see that there are so many different, you know, different reasons behind this pastime. Also, Supreme Lord wanted to have fight. He has some fighting spirit. If sometimes you feel like, you know, I want to fight with somebody, but, you know, everybody is a devotee. I cannot fight with anyone. That fighting spirit comes because Krishna has that fighting spirit. And Supreme Lord also thinks sometimes that I would like to fight. I would like to have a real fight, not just play fight or, you know, wrestling or something. But whom to fight with? All our Vaikunthavasis are the best people in the world. They don't have anger. Even if I say, fight with me, they will say, one chakal pataru besa. Or I'll bow, like, no more fighting. So Supreme Lord wanted to fight, and there was nobody to fight with. And Lord Narayan doesn't want to fight with some, you know, teeny tiny cockroaches in the material world. Because in the material world, even the biggest of criminals is just a cockroach as per the standard of Vaikuntha. That's why the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha, they are very strong. Their strength resembles the strength of Lord. So that's why when they came down from Vaikuntha, down to the material world, as soon as they entered the womb of Mother Diti, the power was that the entire universe, you know, became dark. That it won't block the shine, the light of the sun and moon. Such was the power of these two great souls. So we can see that Supreme Personality of Godhead, He wants to have that fighting spirit. And Srila Prabhupada also gives a beautiful example. He says that sometimes the king wants to have fight, so he has his best soldiers. You know, they also come, and there is a nice place where they fight. The servant, the soldier, can even punch the king. And the king is like, okay, now it's my turn. So they can play fighting, and all the queens are sitting and watching. So in that fashion, we can also see that Supreme Lord Narayan, He wants to exercise His fighting spirit, and for which He is making Jaya and Vijay as instruments. So in the future, they will be born as Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu and so on. So that's how the pastime will unfold. But we'll stop. The time is limited. So Archita Prabhu and...
Hi, Prabhu. Thank you for a nice class. This brings up the question again of Bhakta Dani about free will. And it was left hanging, I thought, after that class. Devarata kind of made things even a little muddier by his statement. So I think we need to kind of resolve that. There are two realms of existence, as we know, the material world and the spiritual world. As tatastha shakti, jivas, we have to be in one or the other. We have to be under the control of either the internal energy or the external energy. We're not allowed to freely exist. But in either abode, we do have free will. The difference is that in the material world, any choice you make is bad. It's being impelled by the three modes of nature. And even when you're in the mode of goodness, if you don't use it as a springboard to go back to the spiritual world, again, you're making bad choices. You feel, I'm so learned, I'm so good, I'm a yogi, I'm a yogini, whatever. And then you wind up just sticking around here trying to show off what you know. So any choice you make in the material world is bad. Whereas in the spiritual world, even though they have free will, every choice they make is good. There are no bad choices there. It's not like if I, you know, go to Madhavan instead of, you know, Vrindavan, then it's a bad choice and something bad is going to happen. Wherever you go in the spiritual world, whatever choice you make to eat, how you choose to play with Krishna, even to make fun of Krishna. Krishna, close your eyes, I'll give you something to eat. And you put some leaves in his mouth. Krishna appreciates that. That's not a bad choice. It's a good interaction because Krishna wants that. So all choices in the spiritual world are good. All choices in the material world are bad, but we do have choice wherever we are. It's not that we are automatons. Mm-hmm. It's not that because Lord Narayan arranged this situation, it doesn't mean that they didn't have any free will. Mm-hmm. They made their choices. Yeah. But the choices in that case were in line with what he wanted them to do. And that's the case for everybody in the spiritual world. Every choice you make there is good, and every choice is in line with the Lord's pleasure, which is ultimately what we're meant for, to give the Lord pleasure. Here, every choice is bad because we're trying to please ourselves, and we always wind up clashing with each other. My idea of what pleases me doesn't resonate with what you want to do, and then we wind up fighting. So that's the difference. It's not that some or other you only have partial free will in the spiritual world and it's somehow covered. No, it's complete free will, and it can be misused. That's how we wind up here. Mm-hmm. You can misuse that free will. So there is free will. All choices there are good. There's free will here. All choices here are bad.
Thank you, bro.
You were mentioning about how the Lord doesn't want to fight with the tiny living entities of this world, but the Bhagavad Gita explains balam balapatachaham, that the strength of anyone is ultimately coming from Krishna. So why does he have to send his servants from the spiritual world to the material world to fight with someone, when he can empower any living entity to also fight.
The point is, for ordinary living entities who are suffering in this world, the materialistic people, they are under the jurisdiction of karma. So even if someone is really, really sinful, he will be just taken quite easily, you know, picked up by Yamaraj like this, you know, and just thrown in the hellish planet. Even if somebody is a big terrorist who has killed so many people, but Krishna doesn't have to personally come. But the situation happened in such a way that Jay and Vijay, they were already having little bit of puffed up attitude or arrogance, and there was something to be corrected, and which Supreme Lord himself made a notice of. So he thought, if these two are ready to go, you know, they can go with me. So actually, in this regard, Jiva Goswami Pad says that Jay and Vijay never fell down. Because you cannot call it a fall down if they are descending down from Vaikuntha to assist Lord in his pastime. So technically, it's not a fall down. Fall down basically means when someone forgets his relationship with Krishna and he completely, you know, disregards it and he's enjoying like a fool. But here, Jay and Vijay, they have not fallen down. They have been literally like picked up by hand by the Supreme Lord. In the future, we see in some of the verses that Supreme Lord is saying that you will go and you will return back to me very quickly. This time will pass in no time. Just go and, you know, we will enjoy. It's like a child who, you know, who is very obedient to his father. That child is a good boy, and the child, you know, decides that, you know, he has some problem. The father thinks, I'm going on a business tour anyways, so I'm going to take you with me. And you come with me, and there is a teacher, and there is some, you know, we can get you some consultation and get you corrected, and I'll bring you back home. That's not disobedience. Disobedient child is the one who says, you know, to hell with the father. I'm going out, I'm living my independent life. That's the disobedient child. But actually, Jay and Vijay's case is that Supreme Lord himself wanted to take them, and because they're powerful, and they're also friendly, and the rasa of virya ras can be enjoyed between Lord and his associates only, because it's a rasa. You know, he doesn't want to just enjoy that rasa with anybody. You know, just like even the fight, if you want to have like a friendly fight, you choose your friends than somebody on the street, because you don't know how, you know, what it will turn out to. So basically, these are the points that they were already there, like they're supposed to be corrected. So Supreme Lord chose them. And like you said, balam balvatam chaham, yeah, the Lord can empower anyone, but he doesn't want to fight and make stupid, some, you know, nonsense criminal that important that he fought with the Supreme Lord, you know. He's not worthy of fighting with the Lord.
So basically, these types of things take place in order to facilitate rasa, is what you're saying.
Mm.
That's like the primary consideration of the pastime. Yeah. It's to facilitate rasa.
Yeah. Like Krishna is called Adbhuta Karmana, meaning that in one throw of a stone, Krishna can take out so many mangoes. Sometimes we throw one stone and we get one mango. That too, if we are lucky. But Krishna is Adbhuta Karmana. He does one pastime, and even Lord Balaram, he thinks what he actually got out of that pastime. He is also, you know, thinking so much that what exactly Krishna did. All the devotees, what to speak of, you know, us, even Lord Balaram, he is like, what are the different aspects of this one act of Krishna? Lord Balaram is getting that kind of rasa, transcendence, that, wow, he achieved this, he achieved that, he achieved this, and he also gave blessings to sages. He did so many things just by performance of one pastime. That's why Krishna is called Adbhuta Karma. Krishna is called Adbhuta Karmana. So he Adbhuta Karmana. So in, so we should.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Well, the answer to that question is given by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his Sarartha Darshini, a commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam. So he explains that, yes, the Lord can empower definitely any living entity in the material world. But as you say, he cannot enjoy the Virya Ras. And actually he mentioned how both Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu, while fighting with the Lord, they were from within their heart praising the Lord. You know, and the Lord was aware of that. They were worshipping him while fighting with him, you know, whereas an ordinary living entity, he will like definitely commit offenses against the Lord, and you know, the relishment of the rasa won't take any place. So Vishwanath Chakravarti explained that the devotees, especially pure devotees, they know the psychology of the Lord, so they know how to please him. You know, whereas ordinary living entity, they don't even know the Lord. You know, they may think, oh, who's this guy? You know, he's coming here. I'm going to kill him or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's Vishwanath Chakravarti's Thakur point of view.
Yeah. The basic idea is Mahatmana Stumam Partha Daivim Prakritim Ashrita. So that's the main thing, that all the great souls, they are sheltered at the superior energy of the Supreme Lord. They are not in Mahamaya, they are in Yogamaya. So by the performance of Yogamaya, any pastime is just glorious. And any devotee who takes part in any pastime of Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is under Yogamaya. So by that protection, he is never fallen. And he is always happily situated in transcendence. Even though externally he may appear the craziest demon ever. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi.